The board didn't approve its capital budget at its last meeting because board members had some questions about funding the requested list of new equipment and building projects. Board President Jared Cook called a separate work session to give the board time to ask those questions about the capital budget needs.
I personally don't have a whole lot of heartache with it as it is, but it sounded like others did, so.
The capital budget request submitted by the staff totals $954,000, but that includes $100,000 as a contingency for unforeseen needs. Other items on the list include replacing computer network infrastructure and new equipment for the physical therapy, lab, and imaging departments. Board member George Doyle wondered about what money would be available to pay for the capital needs. Chief Financial Officer Doran Hammett thought the current fiscal year would generate about $1 million in cash, but that number was not yet finalized. The hospital's new CEO, Phil Hofstetter, thought the requests by staff were legitimate needs for replacing older and well-used equipment.
I would say that the staff here use it to its capacity and then some. All the equipment absolutely seemed appropriate and valid, and to replace some of it even would provide more revenue and pay for itself. Mm-hmm. Like the flexible endoscope is actually a great service and would pay for itself in the course of the year for without too much trouble from what I've seen. Same thing with the lab testing. Radiology, portable x-ray, those kinds of things.
Three of the items requested are upgrades or add-ons to the building itself. Those would be replacing the doors to the emergency room, modernizing the elevator, and building a new pharmacy room for holding hazardous drugs. That last one is a new requirement to protect healthcare workers from drugs that can have dangerous side effects. For the building work, the board may approach the borough for at least partial funding for those items in the borough-owned building. Here's board member Tim Keeneman.
No, I think we should budget for it, but if there's a chance to get part of it paid for by the guys that own the building, that'd be great.
The board in the past has approached the borough about public support for the capital costs. CEO Hofstetter noted that construction work will still be needed on the old building, even if the board decides to pursue construction on a new medical center.
If we go down the road with a new facility, even if we started building tomorrow, we still have to maintain the facility to code, regulation, and safety going forward. So that is something that I think is something to think about with budgeting, and as we talk those things further.
Parts of the medical center building date back to the 1950s, and the board has discussed building a new facility or renovating the existing structure, both with big price tags. Board President Cook thought it made sense to spend this capital project money to improve care at the existing hospital building.
So I would much rather spend the money on quality of care and things like that than
now
than something that we still have no idea which direction it's going.
Yeah.
And so it was. And if we're going to be arguing over $900,000 and whether we can afford it, then I really question whether we can afford the bigger expenditure that we're all looking at.
While last year's capital spending was comparable, budgets before that haven't been as large, mainly because the money hasn't been there. Chief Financial Officer Hammett pointed out that the medical center's cash flow improved around 2014 and 2015. But prior to that, he noted the hospital did not have as much money for replacement and repairs.
In that 10-year period, you only spent about an average of maybe a couple hundred thousand dollars a year. So mm-hmm. to a great degree, I mean, everybody sitting in this room knows, how long you went without a lot of stuff. So to some degree, you're playing a little catch up here too. And you've done that last year and to some degree the year before.
The board didn't suggest removing any of the requested items. The capital budget could be up for a vote at the board's next meeting, July 26th. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.